Welcome, 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 welcome back to the Black Magic Podcast. It has been quite a while since I have done an episode. Reason being, with work, I am now in school and just stress, period. It becomes a lot on your plate when you're trying to do so many things at once. And I'm just like one of those people, like when I have a vision, I'm ready to put that vision into motion. And not necessarily that I don't think about it. Sometimes I'm a little bit impulsive, I must say. But when I have a vision and I feel like a vision is valid, I'm all in. So I say that to say this. When you go in too fast, you kind of burn yourself out a little bit. And just with work, school, life, and I became really stressed out, and I just didn't follow up on things that I should have followed up on. So I neglected a lot of my side situations, including this podcast. However, I am back, hopefully for the long run. Just a quick snippet on how I came to even get back to my podcast. I was actually at work. I started a new job. So I was at work yesterday. And I got a voice message. I had an alert on my phone. So I got a voice message from India. Shout out to you, India. If I'm able to put that voice message in this podcast, and I know that I'm able to, it's just a matter of if I know how and if I'll be able to. But if so, I'm going to put that in there. And the message that she said was to the effect of, like, I came across your podcast. I see you haven't done it in a while. Like, what's up? Like, I was looking for more episodes. You should keep going with it. I really enjoyed it. And, like, it took me aback because it's like somebody, I don't know, never seen, never heard, happened to see something in myself encouraging me to go forward with something, with something that I was doing. And it kind of inspired me, and it kind of put a little bit of fire under my ass, like, okay, well, let me go for this again. It was an inspiration. And you know, we all need that. We all fall back on things that we should be doing. And sometimes there's people that out of nowhere, you know, give us that inspiration. So thank you, India, because I really, really do appreciate your words. So with that being said, this is why I am back at it, solely because of her. Not saying that I would have never came back, but this is why I'm back at it. So I'm here with that. And then to kind of transition into the reason that I stopped, I just want to cover a little bit on depression and stress, because it is real, and I personally suffered it from it, and I know plenty of people, family members and friends, even people on my social media that I don't know or don't have like a personal relationship with. I know that they're going through different shit as well, and you have to get help. You really, really do. And I really want to say this. If you have somebody, a family member, a friend, a close one, or whatever, if you feel that something isn't right or they're becoming a little drawn back than typical, then maybe reach out to them and see what's going on. Because a lot of times what happens is we'll kind of coat these feelings with emotions of, I'm okay, I'm gonna get through it, I'm a mom, I gotta do this, or I'm a dad, you can't see me sweat, I have kids to take care of, I don't have time to sit and mope and be in my feelings. And I think a lot of times, especially with the Black community, it becomes that of like a stigma. And with that being said, I wanna read some statistics, because I'm really, really big on mental health and mental awareness and getting the help that you need when it comes to mental health issues. So just some numbers and just some you know, some information that I gathered from columbiapsychiatry.org. So, and this is pertaining to the Black community. So research surrounding the Black community and mental health, research suggests that adult Black community is 20% more likely to experience serious mental health problems such as,
coconut.
Mm-mm, we're not gonna do this. Mental health problems such as major depressive disorder.
Coconut!
Like, my dog messed my flow up completely.
If you bark one more time.
Like I was saying, 20% more likely to experience serious mental health problems such as major depressive disorder, generalized anxiety disorder. Additionally, Black emerging adults 18 to 25 also experience higher rates of mental health problems and lower rates of mental health service utilization compared to white emerging adults and older Black adults. The sobering statistics suggest that despite efforts to reduce disparities among race and class in the U.S., inequalities are increasing. So, you know, it goes on to explain some different things, and such as like systematic barriers. And it's clear that systematic barriers disproportionately impact mental health in the Black community. Although the Black community roughly constitutes 12% of the United States population, they are overrepresented in high-risk populations, a group that is often impacted by specific negative occurrences. For example, the Black community comprises approximately 40% of the homeless population, 50% of the prison population, and 45% of the children in the foster care system. That's a lot, guys. That really is a lot, specifically pertaining to our community. But anyway, research shows that exposure to violence, incarceration, and involvement in the foster care system can increase the chances of developing a mental illness. And this is just... you go through things and it affects your mental. So things, negative things, such as the things that I just said, are going to impact your mental health, okay? Consequently, the Black community in particular is a significantly increased risk of developing a mental issue due to historical, economical, social, political influence that systematically exposes the Black community to factors known to be damaging to the psychological and physical health. And just to go into a little bit more, let me see, the stigma. Okay, this is what I want to get into a little bit. The stigma that's associated with mental health, and we have to get rid of that, because just like you would go to the doctor for physical, or because of diabetes, or because of, you know, a headache, or because something is bothering you, you have to have that same mentality when it comes to your mental health. If something's not right, you need to go get it checked out, and you need to go see. Just like if you had a cough, a fever, you're throwing up, you're going to the doctor, right? You're paying your copay and you're getting that checked out. You have to apply that same mentality when it comes to your mental health. And just to brush on the stigma associated with mental health concerns, despite progress in recent years, there is still a significant stigma associated with mental health concerns. In the Black community, there is often difficulty acknowledging psychological difficulties, but useful strategies, including religious coping methods such as pastoral guidance and prayer, are often the most preferred coping mechanism. And as a Black community, especially if you're into church, you kind of rely on that faith and the church and your pastor and your to be that sense of a coping mechanism for you. And that's great, because when I get down and out, I have to reflect back on my faith. I have to reflect on, you know, God ain't gonna put me through something that I can't get through. And it has a lot to do with being faith-based and whatever that may be. But that's how a lot of us get through different situations that we're going through. And that's without seeking the help of any mental health providers. We rely on that religious aspect. And that is totally okay. That is totally okay. However, just like if you're going through something physical, we're going to pray, Jesus, I have a headache, please, Lord, let me get through this headache. Or, Lord, I'm at work and I feel like I'm about to go throw up, please, Jesus, I got to get home, please, make, I need to feel better, Lord. You will pray in those circumstances to feel better. But in addition, you may go to the doctor and get yourself a prescription or a Z-Pack. You know what I'm saying? In the addition of prayer. And again, you have to apply that same mentality to mental health. But the Black community, we rely on the Lord sometimes, man. I know I do. I can't speak for everybody else. I'm sorry. And not everybody is religious. However, the people that are know what I'm saying. We rely on the faith of a mustard seed, walking on faith unseen, to get us through the things that we have to get through. Let's see. Culturally responsive mental health treatment. And just a few, I'm not going to really keep reading. I just want to point out some things to kind of, you know, make my point without kind of babbling without any statistics or any numbers behind it. But let me see. Going to say, when meeting with the providers, it is essential for clients. This is when you've taken that step to see someone for treatment. When meeting the providers, it is essential for clients to ask questions to gain a sense of their level of cultural sensitivity. Most people often feel nervous or guilty about asking these hard questions, but providers usually expect and welcome questions as this helps them better understand the patient and what's important to them. Here are three tips clients could do to seek out culturally responsive providers. And again, culturally responsive mental health treatment. It's mental health treatment is one way of addressing the disparities in the psychological well-being in the Black community culture. A person's belief, norms, values, and language plays a vital role in every aspect of their lives, including mental health. Being culturally responsive is a mental health provider's ability to recognize and understand the role of a culture, both the client and clinician, and the ability to adapt to treatment to meet the client's needs within their cultural framework. When meeting with the providers, again, this is where I was saying, when meeting with those providers is essential to ask these questions. One, ask the provider questions about their treatment approach and if they provide care, including one's culture. Two, seek attention from someone who is aware and affirming of your intersecting identities, social categorizations such as race, color, and gender that are overlapping and interdependent systems of discrimination or disadvantage, and your cultural background. Be mindful that some providers do not use methods that involve a cultural treatment framework. So ensure your provider is culturally responsive and respectful of your needs and how to infuse these beliefs into your treatment. So again, personal experience. I was seeing, I was trying to find specifically a Black therapist. It is hard to find a Black therapist. I mean, don't get me wrong. You get them in different areas. But when searching for something in my area, it was a challenge. It was like taking an SAT. Like, it was hard as hell. And we don't have a lot of out there. Like, and I'm not saying like, oh, I'm not going to a couple. I went to two different ones. But the difference between the two and the one that I recently found, who is a Black female psychologist and is Christian based, there's a difference. And what I mean by that, there's an understanding, there's a mutual connection. Not saying that the person that I went to wasn't good or didn't do the job, because they definitely did. However, when you find someone that kind of connects with you on the same grounds, you can kind of vibe with me, because you're from the same, almost the same situation, because we're all from different, we're from different situations, but you know what I mean. You're Christian, I'm Christian, you're Black, I'm Black, you're a woman, I'm a woman. So like that's basically what it is. So when finding providers, make sure it is somebody that you can connect with. Not saying a white person couldn't do it, a Native American, an Indian, Spanish, they can do their job. They have a degree for these types of things. They can do the job. However, if you're seeking something a little more deeper with connection and being cultural, maybe that's something you want to look at. Do you have to? No. Long as you're in there and getting yourself some help, if you're going through something, that's all that matters. Point blank, bottom line, period. So that's my kind of spiel on mental health and how imperative it is for us, specifically African American, specifically men, African American men. We gotta get out of the stigma of like being too macho. I can't. Like that weak mindset. I'm not. Listen. If you're not good for yourself, you are no good for anybody. Okay? Because it's just not going to work that way. Especially when you have a lot going on. You just have to take the time to really acknowledge that you have some things that are deeper and beyond you. And that you need to go seek help for. So I really, really, really want to touch base on that. And you know, and there's so many different resources. We have all have smartphones. We're all on Twitter. We're all on Instagram, Facebook. Take the time out to Google who's in your, like, who's around you. Take the time to go onto your insurance company's website and see what doctors are in network. Take that time to get yourself together. And let me tell you something. I had to take a break from social media. One of my social media accounts, because it became so densed with bullshit, for lack of a better word, that I had to get out of there, because I really felt, especially in the time of where if you're going through something or if like your mental isn't right, the clarity, it wasn't providing anything. It was like a big fog. So it had to go. I had to start from the ground up, kind of. You know, it was just so convoluted and it had to go. With that being said, be very careful on what situations you put yourself into. And that's in regards to social media. Like if you're not in the headspace, and maybe you should back out of there. Maybe you should take a week or 2 week off of social media to get yourself together. If there's somebody in your life that's provoking you, or someone in your life that's kind of not helping the problem and kind of making things worse, kind of take the time to figure that out, because that all factors into how you can better yourself and how you can gain treatment. And if you have things that's triggering you, if you have things that's not trying to help you, or people bringing you down, I'm telling you, it's not going to work. It's not going to work at all. You have to start eliminating different things, you know, to better yourself. So what you can do, start with a checklist. We don't have to go karate chopping everybody out our life right now, because that's just, well, you know, everybody pisses us off once in a while. We'll start Xing out everybody. Don't have nobody, kids and all. That's not what we're going to do. Start with a list. And I'm talking about like a reasonable list of what you can deal with and what you can't deal with. Okay. Start off with a list like that, and then then make it in order of what you absolutely cannot deal with to the least that's the least annoying thing that's going on in your life. Start eliminating those factors, and if those factors are tied to people, or if those actions are tied to people, then you may need to take a look at the people in your life, and you may have to start eliminating those folks as well. And it's nothing against them, man. You have to better you, because if you're not good for yourself, you're not good for anybody. And a lot of us are parents, we're friends, we're, you know, we have to be good, not just for ourselves, for others. And I am horrible when it comes to keeping in touch, or if it comes to reaching out first. And I really don't mean any harm by it. I really, really don't. However, if I'm going through things, this is the thing. If I'm going through something, you may reach out And I'm not gonna not reply back or not engage. I'm going to, because that's just the way that I am. I put on a face when I'm going through anything. However, initially I might be a little more withdrawn where I won't reach out, but it's nothing against anybody. It's just me having to get my shit together and get myself together, because a lot of the times, sometimes it's a struggle to get up and get on and put on a face. And if I don't have to do it, I'm not going to do it. You know what I'm saying? However, if I have to do it, I'm going to put on my poker face and you're not going to know what's wrong with me. And I'm not saying that is okay, but that's just me. Okay, so now that we got that clear, you guys, get yourself, if you know anybody that's going through anything, just help them out. Ask, all it takes is, you all right? You need anything? I got you. You good. You're gonna be okay. God is good. That's all it takes. I'm telling you. I damn near cry if somebody says some shit like that, only because it's very impactful. All right, so let's, after, you know, we lighten up the tone a little bit. But in regards to, like I said, why I got back to doing what I was doing, because not only am I out to get that back, I am I don't want to become stagnant. Like I said, I just left the job because of the same reason. I don't want to feel stagnant in my job. I don't want to feel stagnant in my life, my relationship, anything. My business, I don't want to feel stagnant. I don't want to come to a point where I've stopped and I found myself stopping, not just with this podcast, but also with other businesses that I have. And I don't like that feeling, because I feel like I put a lot into it in the beginning and it's kind of just sitting there. So with that being said, if you know anybody with small businesses, and I know a couple of people, I have, especially women, I'm such an advocate, my black women too. I'm an advocate for my black women with businesses, girl, do your thing. I love it. Like nothing fulfills my happiness more than to see a fellow sister out there doing their thing, trying to get that bag, trying to make a name for themselves, trying to do what they have to do. I am all for it. And any woman that's out there doing it, girl, you can do it. God got your back. You can do it. Trust and believe. You got this. And I want to touch back on my business and I want to get my stuff together as well. But I just want to shout out all the black businesses that I see. Because even though I'm going with what I'm going through, even though I'm scrolling down my media and I see, I'm just like, yes, 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 yes. So, you know, I just want to give a huge shout out to my sisters that's out there rocking shit, because we've been rocking shit for a while and I love it. I love it. So support your local businesses, guys. And I don't want to make this exclusive to black businesses, and I don't want to make it exclusive to black women business owners. Support your local business. However, your family, your friends, your loved ones, whatever, support them, okay? And we know supporting isn't monetary only. Supporting is getting that word out. You said you need cupcakes. Oh, you said you need this. Oh, my homegirl got it. My sister got it. Here's the business card. That's all it takes. You ain't got to buy. Listen here. We're broke working people. Some of us are. I can speak for myself. Sometimes I can't afford to do this and I can't afford to do that all the time. You know what I'm saying? However, one like, one share, one. We all know that's all it takes to support our folks. And I just want to brush on that before I exited this podcast. So just to recap on everything that we said, I'm back. Hello. Hello there. Hello there. So I'm back, and hopefully for the long run, I get very overwhelmed easily, and I'm telling you guys, with school and shit, I'm just like, honestly, I looked at my grades yesterday and I had a B, and I'm like, look at God. Because I thought for sure that shit was going to say like a 67. And it said like an 82. And God is good all the time. So sometimes I get a little overwhelmed and I just rather not deal with shit. But hopefully I am back. I'm back again. You guys, get your mental health in order. because it's going to deteriorate like anything else, man, that's going on with you. So get that together. Also, last, support your businesses, support your people, you know. And you know what? And end it off with not only support, y'all need to kiss y'all people. Kiss your family, kiss your babies, kiss your grandma, kiss your mama. Kiss them and let them know how much you love them, because you do not know when that last day is. I know that is completely random and completely off topic, but it just came to me. Tell your loved ones that you love them, that you're proud of them, that because we don't know when that last day is. And I think about, I see these stories with these babies and how they doing these babies so wrong and these kidnappings going on. And it makes me want to cry. And anybody else that's a parent, you know what I mean. I sit and I want to cry sometimes because I'm just like, yo, I cannot imagine. So kiss your babies. Text your mom right now. Tell her you love her. Reach out to your best friends. Hey sis, how you doing? Just want to say I love you. Let someone know that you care, okay? Because trust me, it makes a difference. And with that being said, I hope you guys have an amazing weekend. I hope you, don't get too... get lit. Get lit. Yes, ain't nothing wrong with it. But have an amazing, blessed weekend. And hopefully, you guys will see more of me. I will try to continue doing this on a daily basis. I do not want to commit myself to saying every week, because I did that and I felt pressured to do it. If I get into a flow of where I'm able to do it and I feel comfortable doing it, then I will commit to doing it. For now, I'm going to try without the commitment, but I'm going to try. And, see where it goes from there. So, let's wrap it up from here, okay? Like I said, enjoy your weekend. Bye. So, like I stated earlier, I received a message from India. Shout out to you, India. God bless you, sis. Thank you. This is the recording that I said inspired me to actually get my ass up and record this podcast. Again, shout out India. God bless you, baby girl.
Hello, my name is India, and I just came across your podcast. I did 2 episodes last night, and then I was like, let me see what else is out there. So anyway, I noticed you haven't done one since April, and I don't know which year it was. I don't know if it said 2019 or not, but you should continue to do your podcast. I myself started one a year ago, and I can't even find it anymore. It was me and my boyfriend, and it was so good, and I don't even know why I can't find it, but anyway. You should continue to do them, and I'm gonna try to continue to do mine. Like I said, I did mine yesterday, so I'm gonna try to do another one today. But yeah, you should still go at it. So anyway, that's all I want to say. Have a good one. Bye.
Now let's get into some good vibes. Love You in the Morning by J Howell.